I know we've talked about this before, and I told Ben we had, but we were talking about the searing heat in Arlington, how Thursday won't be any fun for anybody with a 2 p.m. start. What's the hottest you ever remember it getting there in a game, and what measures did you take?
Hopefully I didn't have to pitch that day. That's the measures I'd want to take. Hey, I would say, like, sometimes you look at the game temperature, even at night, it might say 100 degrees on the board at 7 o'clock. It's, yeah. Once it gets past 100, I don't think it really matters.
it's like David Price taking $217 million when he could add 190 in St. Louis. Like, it's just, what's the difference?
Exactly. I mean, hot is hot, rich is rich, right? So it's just hard to say.
I don't know if I'm following you down that path.
Hot is hot, rich is rich. No, that's right. No, that's perfect.
That's another yacht you can buy. You can have bumper yachts with that extra $20 million.
Yeah, you can't spend it anyway, so what difference does it make?
I suppose you're right. It's just
I'd like to try, though. I'll give me a chance. I'm going to play the lottery later on.
Yeah, give me the opportunity. Yeah, I guess it's just like another generation of your descendants who have money. All right, so Jays Rangers, it's always fun for us on the outside looking in. I don't know. I feel like the fans were pretty jacked up to see the Rangers come to town here earlier this year. Is it the same down in Texas? Is this... Can you have a really good rivalry even though you're not in the same division?
You know what, though? I think it was different because I think both teams were kind of winning and they were, like, close to being at the top of the division. I think now, you know, both teams aren't really where they want to be. So I think it kind of takes away a little bit from it. Don't you agree?
Yeah, a little bit. It'd be fun if they were both, you know, 10 games over 500 and maybe leading their divisions. It's still fun.
I mean, it's always fun. I think it'd be better if you get, like, a playoff matchup, you know, maybe a – September, both teams are in it.
Do you think Rangers fans want to see the Blue Jays again in the playoffs after losing back-to-back years?
Both teams would take it at this point, yeah. I think.
But you know what, man? I think teams would just love to be in the playoffs, period, regardless of who they're playing. But I'm sure the media would like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's it like to be a part of this team in that division where Houston is just such a powerhouse right now? And I mean, they've cooled off a little bit. They were on that, whatever, 120 win pace. And it just feels like, okay, that's nice. The division's pretty much over and we're playing for that wild card spot.
I mean, you never know with baseball. I mean, you know, if let's say they get cold one month and the Rangers get hot or another team gets hot. I mean, if they can get it trimmed down to maybe like inside of 10 games by August, you never know what could happen. But, you know, the way they're playing right now, it seems like nobody's really going to be catching them.
How big of a concern has public enemy number one here in Toronto, Rougned Odor, been? The power numbers are still there, but this is a pretty good player that's had a pretty tough year, Darren.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, I don't think they really realize, you know, when any player signs a contract, you try to play up to that contract, and it just there's a little pressure. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't really realize that. And I think sometimes you just add a little bit more pressure to yourself. But I think, you know, in the end, when it's all said and done, it's going to be okay. It's just, you know, he's kind of scuffled a little bit for like a month or so, and, you know, it's tough to get back on track sometimes.
So this franchise has been around for, I mean, 1961, they were the Washington Senators, but they've been around, you know, 50-plus years and never won a World Series. They were in back-to-back World Series, as we well recall, and that 2011, just the entire playoff run was insane. And Nelson Cruz makes a catch in right field, and we're talking about a first World Series title for this Rangers team. But sneakily, it's kind of, I don't know, now that the city of Cleveland has a championship, albeit basketball, and now that the Cubs have won, like, are the Rangers in that conversation of teams that are kind of... You think of as the team, man, it's been forever, and they've never won. Do you think of the Rangers in those terms?
I mean, I guess you could say that. I mean, just getting there is tough enough. But, you know, eventually it's going to happen. I mean, there's other teams that haven't won either. But, you know, it's just a matter of time for it to happen. And, you know, once you get there and you win it, I think obviously that's going to take a lot of pressure off the organization. But just getting there is tough enough. I mean, I wish people could realize how hard it really is and things have to go your way and, you know, the injuries that happen to a lot of teams out there in every sport. It's really tough. I'm just speaking from experiences. It's very, very tough to get to the World Series or the NBA Championship or the Super Bowl. It's not as easy as people think it might look.
He is Darren Oliver, longtime major leaguer, 20 years, including the last two of his major league career with the Toronto Blue Jays, now Rangers assistant to the general manager. He joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. So you were able to retire, I mean, at the age of 42, but after the 2013 season, you could have played again. I mean, it wasn't like your 2012 season where, you know, you discovered the fountain of youth here in Toronto and threw up a 2.06 ERA and some of the best numbers of your career. But it was still okay. You were a serviceable reliever. And when you see the writing on the wall, when you see the end, it must be tough. And we're seeing a great guy, a guy that was unbelievable here last year with the Toronto Blue Jays, Jason Grilley, an elder statesman. Riding off into the sunset as well. How difficult is that when all of a sudden it's tough to get guys out?
You know, it's funny when you get to that age. I mean, you know, one year you could be doing well, and the next year you just never know what's going to happen when you reach that certain age, and it can just go with the quickness, and then you start doubting yourself, and it's not a lot of fun. And you hear people talking about it. You just hope that maybe he at least ends it on a good note. You know, he kind of catches fire there for like at least a month or so. So it doesn't end like that, because I know a lot of guys that I played with. I was recently talking with Jerry Weaver. You know, we went out golfing and they were here playing, and he's like, I just didn't want it to end like this. You know, you don't want it to end on a sour note. It's just it kind of stings. And I was lucky enough, you know, for it to not end that way. And, you know, glad I got out when I did, because if I'd have played another year, who knows, I might have had a 10 ERA, might have got released in June. And, you know, nobody wants to end it like that.
Yeah. And again, the numbers in 2013 were not what they were the previous 6-7 years. But what was the one thing you noticed that made it tougher?
The traveling. It was the day I would pitch, and then get on a plane and traveling for a couple hours, and then waking up the next day, it was tough for me to get it going again the next day. I'm not going to lie. And I would actually tell the manager, I was like, hey, man, if you pitch me and we got to travel, I'm going to need a day, you know, to just kind of get back on track. And it's crazy how the body can go just like that when you get to like in your 30s or your 40s. The traveling really got to me, guys, to be honest with you.
You were playing golf with Jared Weaver, were you?
Yes.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. I was really intrigued that he got a deal. I mean, San Diego, it felt like if he was going to throw to 75 or whatever he was throwing, that it would work there in San Diego. Anaheim, a similar ballpark in that it's very much a hitter's ballpark. But, yeah, I'm kind of surprised that he didn't have at least a little more success than he had in San Diego this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was we talked. I mean, actually, he's not the only one I talked to when, you know, guys start getting their latter years, and they're like, hey, man, how'd you do it, Ollie? But, you know, there's really no magic formula. There's no magic trick. You know, it's tough to stay healthy in pitch for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought a little bit better than he did, too, but it's just one of those things. It just didn't work out for him yet. I mean, he's still got some season left, and obviously he's on the DL right now, and hopefully, you know, he can kind of salvage something. But you put all those miles on your arm like that. I mean, eventually it's going to catch up to you. I don't care how good a shape you're in. It just doesn't work out sometimes.
So you're like the psychologist for all these pitchers who are trying to hang on and squeeze the last couple of years out of their pitching arm? They call you to get some advice?
You'd be surprised if people have called me before. I've talked to Barry Zito a couple of years ago. It's, they want to know what'd you do. And, you know, I kind of just, you know, tell them what I did. But I really think it's that travel, man. That travel beats you down. I mean, you get on a plane and, you know, most guys, you figure they're at least 6'3 to 6'6. You know, sit on a plane for about 3 hours. You know, it's not like we're flying first class. You know, we're on a regular plane sitting in coach. It's tough. And people might laugh at me by saying that, but you'd be surprised. Pitching a game and it's 100 degrees and then you try to cool off and you jump right on a plane and you're still kind of dehydrated. You know, and you get on another, you're sleeping on another bed somewhere else. It's not as easy as you would think.
Riding.
I mean, granted, it's the big leagues, and you know they treat you nice, but you still got to travel and do all that kind of stuff. And getting in late, it wears you down to an 8-month season.
You don't ride you don't ride coach on a normal plane.
No, you know what they do is they charter a plane, and the coaches and the staff, they ride up in the front. You know, it's not a whole lot of first class seats, and then we all ride in the back.
Huh. Well, I just assumed you it was like a luxury private airliner with pools.
Some teams have that.
I'll take some organizations. They do have their own. They do charter a plane. They have like the first class seats, but not all the organizations do that. They just charter like a Air Canada plane, and we'll sit in the. I mean, you might have your own row, but you're still sitting in the coach seat.
Well, and you spend a lot of your time playing out west, whether it's in the AL West with the Rangers or with Anaheim. Like those are the teams that have a ton of travel, right?
Yeah, I mean it beats you down. Actually, just playing in this heat like this, and you lose so much, so many liquids out of your body, and then you try to recoup it all, but you got to give out. I mean, the plane leaves once the game's over. 40 minutes, we're on the bus. Going to the airport and we're gone. You got to get to the next city. So just imagine if you're a guy that plays every day. I mean, it kind of wears you down.
Plus, all the food's all dried out and the potato, they're in the little foil thing, and you got the plastic fork. I mean, that thing bends and breaks, Darren.
Actually, the food's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
This is like Rubes like us. This is one thing we don't understand, right? We see you guys play 162 and we, we can't understand why a guy gets a day off, but we don't appreciate the travel and the grind. I mean, we look at David Ortiz and we see his MVP numbers and we're like, are you crazy? You're retiring? But David Ortiz, one of those guys, he took like 5 hours to get ready, to get his body ready to play in a baseball game, and he was done with it, right?
Yeah, let's be honest with you. I mean, sports in general, it's a young man's sport. I mean, I would say between like what, ages of 23 to 33, that's kind of like your peak years, and after that, it's just a bonus, especially in football. So,
well, and even baseball's getting younger, right? Like, Bryce Harper plays a teenager, Mike Trout plays a teenager. Guys are making their debuts younger and younger. Like, we never used to really see that, right? You debuted at 22, and that was young for the mid 90s.
Yeah, that's being on the other side now, being like in the front office, and I see some of the things that they do. I mean, it really is a young man's game, and playing. I mean, with the 162 games in 180 days, I mean, you don't really realize it until you're outside the game looking in. Like, I can't even watch all the games every day. I'm like, God, there's another game tonight. Like, I got other things to do. I got to go pick my son up or take him somewhere. I'm like, God, they played last night. Jeez.
Yeah, that's like us. We're like, what, another radio show? Are you kidding me? We just did one of those. Darren Oliver.
Yeah, I mean, whatever happens tonight in the game, you guys will talk about it tomorrow, but then it's like, okay, there's another game, and we'll forget about this conversation we had a week later. Like, we had Oliver on the show? What?
And he said, what?
That was like months ago.
Yeah.
Now, but we'll just get lazy and we'll replay it later anyway. So who's kidding who? So you played with – did you see the Blue Jays highlights yesterday by chance?
See, that's another thing. Okay. I didn't see it.
Well, Kendrys Morales hit a ball like to the moon. He hit the Joe Carter logo on the level of excellence here at the Rogers Center. It was one of the longest home runs I've seen hit in this ballpark. We've seen fifth deck home runs, but they're usually in the corner. You played with Kendrys in L.A., so you've seen him mash a few balls. Are you a fan?
Yes. Yeah, I like him a lot. Yeah, he's a good player. He's a good dude, too. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and he'll always be kind of compared to Edwin Encarnacion because he's the guy he's replacing here in Toronto, and they've hit home runs five times on the same day. Got to have similar numbers. The American League is ridiculous, Darren. The Oakland A's have now won four straight. They're dead last in the American League. They're 4.5 games out of a playoff spot, and we still got time to settle to figure things out here before the end of July and the non-waiver trade deadline, but there is... I'm sure the A's aren't going to be buyers, but there's an argument to be made for every team in the American League as having hope of making the playoffs. It's insane.
It's because of that wild card. That second wild card just changes everything. I think everybody's probably within, five games, and everybody thinks they're in it. But I wouldn't think, if I was a Batman, I wouldn't think the A's would probably be in it, in September. But who knows? You never know what could happen in baseball.